welcome to Ask the Doulas. I am Alyssa Venikloss, and I'm here with Courtney Jo Seligan. She is a speech and language pathologist with Building Blocks Therapy Services. Hello.
Hello.
So today I want to talk to you about sleep, because I think communication is huge, and when kids can't communicate, they throw tantrums, and tantrums don't only happen during the day. Right?
Correct.
So it can really affect how it, you know, how a kid can fall asleep and how they get themselves back to sleep or their ability to get back to sleep.
Yes.
So I guess what would you say to parents who are struggling with maybe a speech delayed child who are having tantrums during the day and problems, issues at night with sleep?
I would say that routine is one of the biggest things to stick to, and because that is really going to help the kid understand expectations. A child who has a language delay might have difficulty understanding everything that's happening around them, because not only are they trying to, you know, take in visually what's happening, there's so much that we provide to children auditorily. And if they're not able to understand exactly what we're saying to them, then they tend to get heightened with their anxiety. They tend to get more tense. As we all know, as we get worked up, it's harder to fall asleep. And so if a routine starts to be established, then a child is able to know what to expect. They start to pick up on these routines, and then they might start to build that confidence and the ability that they want to help complete these routines.
Yeah, kids really thrive on routine.
Yeah.
And I always tell parents to start really early talking to your child. I remember talking to my daughter, like I would narrate everything to her, everything I was seeing, everything I was doing. And she always knew where we were going. She knew that it was time to change her diaper. It was, you know, time to put PJs on. I guess it's setting an expectation from the beginning of what to expect, which leads to a level of trust.
Yeah.
Because they know that you are saying what we're going to do. I'm already telling you there's going to be no surprises.
Yeah.
And I'm going to react accordingly. I don't know. There's just, it's a, I think it's the basis of this really foundation of trust between parent and child.
Absolutely. And that follow through. Because and that upholds that trust that the child has. Like, no, we are going to sleep. That it is time for sleep. I also think that children that do have a language delay or disorder, they tend to take in things more. If you support them visually, that helps them build auditorily what they're hearing. So even pictures of, you know, we brush our teeth.
You've sent me one of those before. So I love that. So explain that a little more.
Yeah.
So maybe a 12 or 18 month old that is speech delayed isn't really talking, wants this routine. Maybe the parents are trying to set this routine, but they can understand pictures.
Yes, they can. You know, we as we help children develop, we give them picture books and we talk about those books. And as you can probably see, you know, a 12 month can open a book and pretend they're reading the book and point to different things. And so they take those things in visually and they tend to learn better visually. And that's not going to hinder them learning auditorily in any way. If not, it's going to help support that. They'll start to associate time to brush your teeth. If you show the picture, brushing your teeth, they're going to run, they're going to go right to the bathroom, and they're, you know, and you're going to meet them there. If they're thirsty, you know, to get that drink, or, you know, oh, now it's time for bed. And they start walking into the bedroom. And they will typically start to complete that routine without you having to say it. And their body will be at a calmer state. And it's, in essence, that's going to help a child be able to fall asleep a little bit easier.
Yeah, having anxiety around the bedtime routine.
Yes.
And then waking up. Like, then the parents have anxiety because they're dreading putting this baby to bed, or child to bed. And they're dreading, when are they going to wake up? Are they going to wake up at midnight? Are they going to wake up at 3? How long will they be awake? And then both child and parents have anxiety, which they feed off each other. And it's just, it's this vicious cycle.
Exactly. And you know, I brought up before at another episode that when you go to a different country and you don't know the language, you're trying to communicate, you get so tense and anxiety ridden, and you just kind of wonder, well, you know, like something doesn't feel right, especially for a 12 month. They're not going to know exactly what doesn't feel right. And so they tend to act out because that's how they're going to release that energy.
Well, for the clients who are working with me on sleep, I've recommended some to Courtney. So I will continue to do so in the future.
Yeah.
If anyone has specific questions for you, where do they find you?
I have a website, buildingblocksgr.com. I also have a Facebook page, Building Blocks Therapy Services. And you can email me at buildingblockstherapyservices@gmail.com.
Perfect. Yes. Well, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, no problem.
As always, you can find us on iTunes and SoundCloud, our website, goldcoastdoulas.com, Facebook, and Instagram. Thanks for listening. Today's episode is sponsored by Rise Wellness.
Rise Wellness Chiropractic is your go-to prenatal and pediatric chiropractors. We're both Webster certified, and you can find us online at our website, risewellnesschiro.com, or on Facebook and Instagram at risewellnesschiro.